Thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation, Madam Chair, Moderator, dear colleagues of this panel. As you can see in this first presentation, we've got the biggest house built in Portugal in the 18th century. It's the Royal Building of Mafra. And the Royal Building of Mafra, it has 38,000 square meters. But it's not for the 18th century that we're going to talk. We're going to talk of 21st century. I will share the experience of this municipality. Mafra, like the rest of Greater Lisbon, has seen an accelerated increase of population in the past few years. How have we kept up the city's housing affordability as the demand has increased? The Lisbon metropolitan area includes 18 municipalities representing 27% of Portugal's population. The number of residents has significantly increased in this region. Only in the municipality of Mafra, the demographic growth was 12.8 between 2011 and 2021. But in the last two decades, the growth was near 60%. So the municipality has made a significant investment in schools and in cultural and sport facilities. Despite this population growth, the number of houses only increased 5%. The main challenge is to improve. The main challenge is to improve the quality of life for residents considering the increase in housing prices. Sorry about the slide. Characterizing the existing institution landscape, we have been implementing several municipal projects creating conditions to promote access to housing. Municipal houses, 109 houses available for families in need, Arrendar program, financial support for housing rental, Mafra Requalifica program, tax benefits and financial support for housing rehabilitation, and HIMIT, reduction in the municipal tax for house purchasing for young people under 35. According to the Constitution of the Portuguese Republic, everyone has the right for themselves and their family to a home of adequate size in hygienic and comfortable conditions. Considering the demographic growth and the number of existing homes in the municipality of Mafra, the following goals were established. Public policies for families living in improper and inadequate conditions, solutions for urgent and temporary housing needs, and improve the access to affordable housing for all families, especially young people. In 2023, last year, we developed and approved the Mafra Local Housing Strategy, a multidisciplinary planning instrument that will make it possible to respond to housing shortage over a six-year horizon. This strategy is financed by the Portuguese Recovery and Resilience Plan, which is funded by European Union Recovery and Resilience Facility, available to mitigate the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. We've got 14 applications, 5 pending approval, for the construction or rehabilitation of houses. 146 houses have been already approved and 199 pending approval. Total investment of 54 million euros approximately. The aim is to invest in public housing and in supporting rentals to meet the needs of the most vulnerable families, as well as to reinforce the commitment to rehabilitate buildings in order to promote cohesive and inclusive social development. At the same time, we have to invest in the modernization and expansion for our public facilities, such as schools, public parks, sports centers, cultural and art events. We don't going to build an 18th century building, but we have lots of challenges to do it. Thank you so much.